I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. I was once a guest for a Shabbos meal at someone's house, and I noticed that the air conditioner unit started dripping. There was a leak into the house. I pointed it out to my host. He saw, he became agitated, and said that unfortunately I can't do anything about it. I was like, I understand you can't fix it on Shabbos, but it's dripping on your floor. Maybe you want to put a garbage can or something to make sure that your house doesn't get all dirty. And he said, no, I don't think I'm able to do that either, because there's a prohibition of bittul kli mehechanon. This is a concept that comes up in today's daf. Shabbos daf mem beis comes up, continues on the sugya and tomorrow, and a bunch of places throughout the Masechta. There's a prohibition to be mevatel kli mehechanon, which means to render a vessel as unusable. The case in our sugya on Shabbos daf mem beis is really in the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses is if you have oil dripping from a lamp, so that oil was muktzah, you aren't allowed to put a vessel in order to catch the dripping oil, because since that oil is muktzah, it's going to fall into a kli, you're not going to be able to use that vessel anymore since it's holding the muktzah oil, so I'm rendering that vessel as unusable. That's what we call bittul kli mehechanon, which is prohibited. Now, this prohibition is rabbinic in nature, and interestingly, the Rishonim have a dispute how to understand the nature of this prohibition. Really, where does it come from? Rashi, in our Mishnah, explains that it's similar to Bona, ironically, that you're building this kli. Now, you're not building this kli by itself, but rather you're attaching it to the ground, you're attaching it to the structure, because since you're no longer able to move that vessel that accepted the oil, once it accepted the muktzah, I'm no longer able to move it. Now it's set in its place. It's as if I built it. The alternative explanation given by Rishonim is that it's soser, I'm destroying. Now what I'm destroying is the actual kli. Now obviously, again, this is not the real malacha. It's not going to be asa deraisa of soser, but rather, based on the concept of soser, they said you're not allowed to put a vessel in a position that it's going to become batel, it's going to become unusable. And therefore, when I have the water dripping out of the air conditioner, it's arguably going to be muktzah because of nolad, because that water was created now. It just condensed and became water now on Shabbos, and therefore that water is nolad. Therefore that water dripping out of the air conditioner into a bowl that I placed there is going to make my bowl holding that water, and my bowl is now going to be a host of the muktzah, similar to the case of the Mishnah, of the bowl holding the oil. And just like the Mishnah says, I can't put the bowl under the oil because it's going to be batel kli mehechanon. Similarly, my host said that he can't put anything under the dripping air conditioner unit because it's going to be batel kli mehechanon. Interestingly, this case is discussed by many poskim, and you could argue about the basis. There are multiple assumptions that he made, but there are still many etzos. There are different suggestions given to someone in this situation in order to avoid this potential problem of bittul kli mehechanon. Some argue that the only prohibition on bittul kli mehechanon is if you're using a vessel not for its purpose. If I take a bowl that I usually use for soup and I place it under the dripping air conditioning unit, perhaps only then is there going to be a problem of bittul kli mehechanon, because I'm no longer able to use it for its intended purpose. But if I take a pail that I usually use for sponging, I use it for mopping, and I put it there, that really is its intended use. It's there to hold dirty water. If I put a garbage can, arguably it's the same thing. It's there to hold garbage. And therefore, I'm not rendering it unusable, but rather I'm using it for its purpose. And therefore, the prohibition of bittul kli mehechanon may not apply. There are still some that disagree with this approach. And therefore, in order to satisfy those other opinions, another suggestion some poskim offer is to put water, good water, in that pail before you put it under the unit. What I accomplish by that is really one of two options. One option is that now any water that drips into the pail, that water becomes bittul in the water that already was there from before. And since the water that was already there earlier was mutter water, non-muktzah water, that little drip becomes batel in the water. And obviously, If the mukta water that's dripping out of the air conditioner becomes batal in the pre-existing water, I have no mukta, then obviously I wouldn't have any bitul kli mehechano. However, some poskim are skeptical with this to adopt this approach, because perhaps I don't say every single drip that comes becomes batal if eventually I'm going to have more mukta water than non-mukta water. The concept of kama batal may not be able to be applied if I know that there's a constant drip that's coming down. Therefore, there's another approach that some poskim should suggest, and that the whole problem of bitul kli mehechano, of enabling a muktza item to fall into a kli, thereby rendering the kli as unusable, is only true if the main purpose of that kli eventually will be to hold that which is muktza. However, if in that kli already exists something that's not muktza, and the main function of that kli will be to hold that which isn't mukta, then I never say that the kli becomes quote unquote batal to that which is mukta. And therefore, if I fill up a pail with water, not totally to the top obviously, but let's say half, a little bit more than half, with regular usable water, and then I put it under the dripping air conditioning unit, so not even getting involved with the concept of bittel, even if I were to assume that there is mukta water in this pail, at the end of the day, this pail's function is mainly to hold the non-mukta water. And frankly, according to this approach, I don't need to put any water in the pail. If I would put a pair of Crocs in the pail, and then I would put it under the air conditioning unit, the main purpose, that which is chashuv to me, that which is important to me, is my Crocs. And therefore, the main function of the pail is holding the Crocs. And therefore, since I have the non-mukta item in the kli, which is more important to me than the mukta item, we never apply this halacha of bitul kli mehechano. And therefore, these are just two options or three suggestions of how and why it could be permitted to place something in order to catch the dripping water from an air conditioning unit on Shabbos.